flying selfie machines. Disturbing. Robots in the workforce and crime-fighting facial recognition glasses. Sarah Al-Hatem is with digital agency August, and she's here to help us understand everything I just described. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So UNSW is working with Fuji Xerox on a heartful robot. Take us through it. Why?
Sure. So the Creative Robotics Lab at UNSW and Fuji Xerox, their research technology group, they've developed a social robot that's designed to promote creativity and collaboration in the workplace.
What can the robot do? How does it do this?
So the robot is supposed to be able to perform kind of administration tasks, organisational tasks, and so it's designed as a way to help people focus much more on what they want to be doing or what they can be doing rather than trying to find files, find documents and things like that.
Developers say their main goal is for the robot to be a companion. Mm. How would it be this companion as it's doing these somewhat menial tasks?
So the companion robot is an interesting concept because they, the developers believe that it will promote social connection and social interaction. And so a heartful robot or a robot that learns your behaviour will continue to figure out how you react to certain things. And so it will help promote people talking to each other and kind of just be there in the background and just help your life be a bit easier.
Okay, we've seen companies move from traditional face-to-face job interviews to these video-based ones. What do you think? Can this kind of AI remove bias potentially from selection processes?
Potentially. I think it will act as an additional data point in the recruiting process, which is incredibly valuable as well. If people are relying solely on machine learning and artificial intelligence to hire people, I think that human element and that fit will highlight problems because that's a key area and you can only really have a human determine that as well. Mm. So a data point is awesome help.
Okay, there's an autonomous drone on the market. How will it help me improve my selfie game?
Oh, okay. So Patricia, you can get rid of your selfie stick. Mm. This drone is capable of taking your photo from behind, so it will follow you around. It will swivel around and take your photo from the front. It has 13 cameras on it, so it can follow you wherever you go.
Okay. There's a crackdown on drones. Do you think this model will outfly its competitors?
Potentially with the consumer market, it might, because of how powerful it is at tracking you and learning your gait and understanding what you wear and just following you around. But from a privacy perspective, from a regulatory perspective, I think there's multiple issues at play.
So what do you do here? Like you walk around, I feel like it's a sort of a modelling shoot and it's kind of flying. You just turn around and you kind of just strike a pose.
Or you actually operate it with a smartphone. And you point the drone at the person that you want to follow or you want it to follow. It could be you. It could be someone else.
Well, it's clearly going to be you if it's a selfie.
Pretty much. Yeah. And then you lock that photo in and the drone is locked into that person and off you go. You can run around wherever you want and the drone will follow you.
Will it crash into trees, get swooped by magpies?
Not really, no.
It's amazing.
It's amazing and scary.
Should we care? Should we be excited?
I think we should I think we should be alarmed. I think we should care that this technology is entering the marketplace as well. It's kind of technology that we would see in sci-fi films in the past, but it's part of life now.
Wow. All right, on facial recognition, Chinese police are using facial recognition glasses to fight crime. How does it eliminate blind spots?
Mm, so these glasses are wired directly to an electronic device that connect to a smartphone with an offline database. They're also feeding a constant stream of images and they link back to a processor which is attached to the uniform, the police officer's webbing, the uniform webbing. And so it basically means when they've got the glasses on and they can see, they're tracking everything that's being seen.
How long does it take for a match to be made?
This is quite scary. So the developers actually stated that they could identify faces from a database of 10,000 faces in 100 milliseconds.
100 milliseconds?
Super fast.
That's really fast.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask the question that I ask almost every time in these stories. Really, yes. Everyone can now predict the question if they're a regular listener, which is, what about privacy concerns?
What about privacy? Yeah. So human rights groups are up in arms about this. They're condemning the use of the technology. Human Rights Watch have also said that social stability really can't be achieved by placing people under a microscope like this. They're seeing that it could be used to clamp down on racial profiling, to single people out. It's a big concern because people are being recorded without their consent.
And I think they rolled this out ahead of China's Lunar New Year.
Mm.
Does that mean they're kind of here to stay? This is now part of what the police will use?
There's every indication that they will stay and that people will continue to see them.
And how about use internationally across the world?
Potentially. I think this is only the beginning. I think China is probably one of the more prolific users of technology like this in this form and in this in such a controlled way of a group of citizens that they're trying to control. But I think we will see this technology more and more.
If human rights groups are upset there, can you imagine what's going to happen here?
Mm.
Sarah, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Sarah Al-Attam is with digital agency August. This is RN Drive. After ABC News in the drawing room, I'm going to speak to an international expert in play, adult play. Do you play much? Are you playing now? It's news time at 7:00.